She thought that kindness might lift Jane's spirits, but the other girl just looked at her with red, swollen eyes and began to cry all the harder. She was such a child. Sansa had wept too the first day. Even within the stout walls of Meagher's Holdfast, with her door closed and barred, it was hard not to be terrified when the killing began. She had grown up to the sound of steel in the yard, and scarcely a day of her life had passed without hearing the clash of sword on sword. Yet somehow, knowing that the fighting was real, made all the difference in the world. She heard it as she had never heard it before, and there were other sounds as well. Grunts of pain, angry curses, shouts for help, and the moans of wounded and dying men. In the songs, the knights never screamed nor begged for mercy. So she wept, pleading through her door for them to tell her what was happening, calling for her father, for Septa Mordain, for the king, for her gallant prince. If the men guarding her heard her pleas, they gave no answer. The only time the door opened was late that night, when they thrust Jane Poole inside, bruised and shaking. "They're killing everyone," the steward's daughter had shrieked at her. She went on and on. The hound had broken down her door with a war hammer, she said. There were bodies on the stairs with the tar of the hand, and the steps were slick with blood.